Are shortcuts really worth it? I mean, come on, seriously. Let's talk about this. Stick around. Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning into the Simple Biz 360 podcast. My name is Jeff Mason, and I'm your host on this episode, and we can be found on YouTube, Rumble TV, 28 audio platforms, and we have a book on Amazon, Simple Biz 360 Timeless Business Tools. You can get it in Kindle, paperback, or audio, and you can get it right through our website, which is simplebiz360.com. So today we are begging the question, are shortcuts really worth it? Well, what are shortcuts? Well, in my opinion, not always, but on average, shortcuts are really the result of somebody selling speed. So in other words, you have a situation, you have a contract, or you've turned to someone, and you kind of need it done fast, and they go, no problem, man, right? And so I'm going to ask you to think about this in your own life. I'm just going to draw from two examples on my own. One where somebody said, oh, I can fix that leak, dude, 2 hours. Give me 2 hours, I'll have it knocked out. So I gave him the job, right? So it was $900, took him 4 hours, and guess what? I still had a leak. And I turned to somebody else, and they said, oh my gosh, what did this guy do? I'll fix it for you for another $900. Didn't ever promise any time, and it actually took them about 6 hours. But you know what? It got fixed permanently, and I realized that, hey, the speedy solution was probably the shortcut solution based on what this other contractor told me, that they found all kinds of, you know, shortcuts in what was done. I had another situation where a gentleman was doing a project and said, hey, this, don't worry, dude, this will be done today. And I thought, today? There's no way, dude. He said, yeah, this will be done today. I scratched my head and said, okay. You know, I'm like saying to myself, no way. Well, it took 3 more days. So it took 4 days. So, you know, there's a lot of optimism out there. A lot of people want to sell speed, a lot of contractors, a lot of businesses. But my question to you is, what are your experiences with speed? Because I think speed are just a series of shortcuts in disguise. That's what I think it is. And what do you think it is? But here's the better question. As business operators and business owners and managers, do we want to be in the business of selling rapidness, speed? We can finish the job quicker than anybody else. I don't know. I mean, we hear stories about it, you know, in certain sectors like the you know, they're building highways or bridges and they get incentives to do it quicker and this, that, and the other thing. And you know, the appeal is there. But on average, I have found as a consumer, and I'm wondering about you, on average, I just think speed is a series of shortcuts in disguise. So we asked this question today. What do we need to do to figure out if speed is the solution? Well, I think the easiest thing we all can do is just sit down in very realistic terms with our customers and ask them what they want. Because if you said to a potential customer that you're afraid trying to cram all that in 2 weeks, you need 3 weeks, that if you did it in 2 weeks, I think the only way I could achieve it, Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer, is to take a few shortcuts. And I really don't know what they are at this point, but I'm not comfortable saying 2 weeks. I need the 3 weeks. And if you think you need it done in 2 weeks and you want to go use another contractor, I would just say, fine, go ahead, but do it eyes wide open, because I think that speed is just a series of shortcuts in disguise. So we leave that kind of thought with you today. Is it something that you know, you want your businesses to be associated with, something you want to sell to your customers? Well, you know what? Easiest thing to do is to ask your customers. So today we're going to do a cool Lost in a Shuffle tune by a band called Spooky Tooth. And they were an English band, but they had a Creskill, New Jersey native, Gary Wright, who you may know from the famous song Dreamweaver. Well, Gary Wright was part of this band for a couple short years. And this tune is Waiting for the Wind. We are in 1974, Spooky Tooth. Have a great week, and we will see you in 168 hours.